Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here. May Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us tawfiq throughout the year, inshallah, to make his ibadah properly, inshallah, correctly. What a beautiful sight, sitting in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can feel that tranquility, the sakina, and especially looking at so many youngsters who have gathered here. May Allah ta'ala accept your coming again. May Allah ta'ala give you the strength. May Allah fulfill your jais, ambitions, desires. May Allah ta'ala bless you all in dunya, qabr, akhirat. May Allah ta'ala make our youngsters, the boys and the girls, the true flag bearers of Islam. May Allah protect them from all types of fitna, from all types of evil, inshallah. We had been mentioning muraqabah mawt the past two odd nights on remembrance of death. And we had mentioned the entire couplet that was mentioned, written there. Tonight, inshallah, very briefly, we will just do some important sunnats of sleeping. Sunnats have to come into our lives. So many of us don't know what are the sunnats. In the kitab, beautiful sunnats of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was written by our Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Arif Billah Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was our Shaykh and the Shaykh of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi. It's available here also in South Africa. It's in English. It's translated into English now. So some basic sunnats before sleeping. It is sunnat to sleep in the state of wudu. So before we go to sleep, we should try and make wudu. Before getting into the bed, dust the bed thrice with the corner of a cloth. So it is important to dust the bed thrice before climbing into the bed. Perhaps sometimes something could have crept inside and it could be harmful. So therefore, look at Shariat, how practical, how beautiful. Rasulullah would dust the bed thrice. If there was anything harmful, it would be removed. Then before sleeping, say Bismillah, and we should do the following. Close the door, of course. In our cases, we close the door, gate, we got alarm, everything. But you should close the door. Put out the lamp. They used to have lamps at that time, or candles. So make sure our stoves are off. Then fasten the mouth of the water bag. They used to have water bags before. So it was very easily, an insect could go into that water bag, made of leather skin. And if somebody had to drink from there, then they would not know that something had gone inside. So at night, you fasten it. Cover the utensils. So we have utensils, something like we've got a glass of water. And if it is left out, we should cover it. It is mentioned in Muslim Sharif that there is one night in the year wherein plague descends. If this plague has to pass over any open utensil, then a portion of that plague definitely falls into it. So therefore, we should cover all utensils. After Isha Salat, it is best to go and sleep immediately. We should not engage in storytelling and busy gossiping and just chatting unless we are sitting for a dini gathering to listen to some lectures, some advices. In those cases, or even to earn one's livelihood and to remain awake after Isha, there is no problem. When going to sleep, it is sunnah to apply surma thrice in each eye for both males and females. This is at night. Before sleeping, recite some, this is one great sunnah which most of us, we forget to do. But I know specifically in the life of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, was very particular on this sunnah of surma before going to sleep. Before sleeping, recite some verses of the Quran, some surah of Quran Sharif, simple surahs, surah Fatiha, Ayat al-Kursi, like how we read surah Mulk, surah Waqia. Recite the four quls at least. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul wallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. There is one riwayat which mentions, person should say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and read, Qul huwallahu ahad. He read, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Then قُلَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ فَلَقْ نَاسْ again. Then قُلَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ فَلَقْ النَّاسْ. Or you read three times Surah Ikhlas, three times Surah Falaq, and three times Surah Nas. You blow on your palms and you wipe your body. Now these are things that Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us to do. Before sleeping, recite the Tasbih Fatima. What is the Tasbih Fatima? 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha were taught this simple Tasbih by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, he never missed out this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. So when you go to sleep, it won't even take us a minute. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Sleep on the right hand side and facing the Qibla is sunnah, if it's possible. But if your bed is not that way, there is no problem. But sunnah is to face the Qibla and sleep on your right hand side. To sleep with one's chest facing the floor and back facing the sky is forbidden. In other words, we should not sleep on our bellies. We should not sleep on our stomachs. And don't just sleep flat also. Initially you start first sleeping on your right hand side. Then of course afterwards you just go on your left hand side or sleeping on your back. But don't sleep on your bellies. You should place your hand under your cheek when you start sleeping. After lying down, recite the dua. Bismika Rabbi wa da'atu jambi wa bika arfa'uhu in amsakta nafsi faghfir laha wa in arsaltaha fahfadha bima tahfadhu bihi ibadaka as-salihin. We are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am taking the name of my Allah. I have placed my side, wada'tu jambi, wabika arfa'uhu, and through your power and qudrat, I will be able to raise my side again. Ya Allah, if you tonight take away my soul, then forgive me. Ya Allah, if you release my soul the next morning and you give me life again, then protect it like how you protect your pious servants. Simple dua. There are many duas before sleeping. Simple dua we learn in our madrasa, maktab. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, I take your name. It is through the barakat of your name, through you, Ya Allah, do I pass away and I get life. So I die through you and I get life through you. When a person is sleeping, then they say, Anoma ukhtul maut. Sleep is the sister of death. A person is fast asleep, it seems as though he has left this world. If Allah wishes, he can pass away. If Allah wishes to give him life and remain living for the next day, then Allah releases that soul and allows him to live. So therefore we say, Bismikallahu amutu wa ahya. If one sees a frightening dream and one's eyes open, then sputter to make a spitting sound to the left thrice and recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. So all you do, and A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Then you should change the position to the other side and sleep. So these are few of the sunnats of sleeping. We have read the surahs before sleeping, there are duas. There are many dua books now written. You should try and learn those duas. If you can't, then the basic one, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Inshallah we'll do the sunnats of waking up. There are very few sunnats of waking up. Inshallah we'll just do it now. So basically when you sleep on your right hand side with your palm under your cheek. And after reading the various duas, and of course dusting the bed, you had applied surma, you made wudu, and then you sleep in that condition. And when you wake up in the morning, and the first thing you do is you recite the dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. We are praising Allah. The first thing you do in the morning, Alhamdulillah. Alladhi ahyana, the one who gave us life now. See, again, as though we passed away, Allah gave us life. Ba'da ma amatana, after Allah gave us death. Our resurrection will be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately upon waking up, rub the face and the eyes with both palms. You take your palms, you rub your eyes and rub your face. This removes the effects of the sleep. And then you read the dua, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورَ. When awakening from sleep, cleanse the mouth with the miswak. The use of a miswak should be repeated when making wudu. Using the miswak upon awakening is a separate sunnah. Then of course, when wearing one's trousers, first put on the right leg, then the left one. When putting on a kurta or shirt, first put on the right sleeve, then the left one. Before immersing the hands into any utensil, wash them thrice thoroughly. We should wash our hands thoroughly. So these are the basic sunnats of sleeping and when we wake up. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to emulate the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are sunnats in every aspect, everything. And we make ittiba of the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, inshaAllah. We'll make dhikr, inshaAllah. Brothers, I know many of you are tired, but we just have these last few days now. We don't know when, inshallah, the decision will be made and Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. We must have yaqeen, conviction in the mercy of Allah. Allah is definitely going to forgive us. So we are young, mashallah, young people here. You should be strong, inshallah. Your hands, inshallah, won't pain when you're raising your hands and making dua. If you concentrate on your dua, inshallah, you won't get tired. MashaAllah, people are making i'tikaf, they're in the masjid from so long, they haven't gone out. Allah Ta'ala, through their barakat Allah, accept our little efforts that we are making. I just heard yesterday, there's an elderly woman, she's the mother of one of our very senior ulama of the country. She's plus minus 93 years and she's sitting for i'tikaf at her house. Old people, now imagine, they are making tawbah, istighfar, they're crying, sitting for i'tikaf. So many other mothers and ladies are sitting for i'tikaf. May Allah Ta'ala give also us the tawfiq of sitting for i'tikaf, sunnat i'tikaf. At least make the niyat of nafil whilst we are sitting in the masjid. Make niyat of nafil i'tikaf, you will also get reward, inshaAllah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. We should also be engaging in istighfar, simple istighfar, astaghfirullah, 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 and astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that if a person has that amount of sins which are equivalent to the foams of the seas
the world so much of gunas by saying Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayhi, just once. Allah Ta'ala will wipe out all those minor sins. So make istighfar also in abundance, and of course durood sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله make our tongues be moist with your dhikr my Allah يا الله make us make your dhikr every day my Allah. Make us enjoy your dhikr, my Allah. Bring sweetness in our tongues, my Allah. Bring the serenity, coolness in our heart, my Allah. Make us enjoy the reality of your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so great, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are qabid and basit, my Allah. You are mu'izz and mudhil, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who controls the night and the day, my Allah. You are the controller of the universe, my Allah. Ya Allah, the revolution, the rotation of the earth, my Allah. Everything happens only through your permission, my Allah. The sun cannot rise, it cannot set without your permission, my Allah. The moon cannot come out, my Allah, except with your permission, my Allah. The stars cannot appear and disappear except with your permission, my Allah. The rivers do not flow without your permission, my Allah. The leaves are not shed off the tree except with your permission, my Allah. A woman cannot give birth except with your permission, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever happens in the world happens through your permission, happens through your knowledge, my Allah. Allahumma anta haqqu man dhukir. Ya Allah, you are most worthy of being remembered, my Allah. Allahumma anta haqqu man dhukir wa ahaqqu man Ubid, you are the only person who and the only being that is worthy of being worshipped, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. You are arrafu man malak, ajwadu man su'il, awsa'u man a'ta, anta al-malik la sharika lak, wal fardu la nidda lak, kullu shayin halikun illa wajhak, lan tuta'a illa bi'idnik, wa lan tu'sa illa bi'ilmik, tuta'u fatashkur. وَتُعْصَى فَتَغْفِرْ. Ya Allah, when you are obeyed, Ya Allah, you appreciate our obeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you appreciate it and you accept it, my Allah. And Ya Allah, when you are disobeyed, then immediately you are prepared to forgive also. Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, my Allah. You are so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have watched us making so many sins, my Allah. You have seen us indulging in such haram activities, my Allah. You have seen us, Ya Allah, openly violating your commands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have displeased you so many times in our lives, my Allah. Still you tolerated us, my Allah. Any other person in the world, my Allah, they would not have tolerated us, my Allah. They would have cast us away, my Allah. They would have shunned us, my Allah. They would have thrown us away from their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tolerate us so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, my Allah. You don't humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. You cover up our sins, my Allah. You look for excuses to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us, ya Allah. Despite us disobeying you, my Allah, you still give us rosy every day, my Allah. You still give us protection and shelter, my Allah. You still make us enjoy the bounties of the world, my Allah. And you still give us plentiful, my Allah. Still we are disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, can there be another Allah besides you? Impossible, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you. You are Ahad, ya Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. La sharika lak, la ilaha illa anta. All praise only belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not gone home, my Allah. Ya Allah, through your fadl and karam, we have remained in your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, how can we, Allah? We do not know what words to use, ya Allah. Ya Allah, to draw your attention towards our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn away from us, my Allah. Do not turn your gaze away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nadim hai, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are not sincere, my Allah. Even though we are so filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we live pretentious lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are so filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we commit so many sins, my Allah. Even though we promise to, we break our promise, my Allah. Ya Allah, still forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, still show us your kindness, my Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person who can answer us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other door we can tap at, Ya Allah. There is no other house we can go towards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person who can assist us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the dunya, even though we have a bosom friend, Ya Allah, he'll only help us to a certain limit, Ya Allah. After that, he will not have the resources, Ya Allah. He will not have the capabilities, Ya Allah. Perhaps he'll become frustrated with us, Ya Allah. Maybe he'll get angry with us, Ya Allah. He may cut off the relationship with us, Allah. Ya Allah, but you are not like that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you want us to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you want us to beg from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge your greatness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight do not deprive any one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us now, Ya Allah. Change our direction in life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our object be akhirat, Ya Allah. Do not make us become engrossed in the dunya, Ya Allah. Do not make us become intoxicated, Ya Allah, with dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become consumed by the embellishments of this world, Ya Allah. With the glitter and the glamour of this world, Ya Allah. Make us focus on akhirat now, Ya Allah. Make us become among the salihin, Ya Allah. Make us righteous and pious, Ya Allah. Give us taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these are words we read in the Quran, in the hadith, Ya Allah. We read in the lives of Sahaba and the pious predecessors, Ya Allah. How pious they were. What type of piety they had. What type of taqwa they had. What type of wara' they had. What type of qanaat they had. How content they were. They had sabr in their lives. They had shukr in their lives. They had zuhd in their lives. They had simplicity in their lives. They had that bond in ta'alluq with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they were your favorite ones, Ya Allah. They were your chosen ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they used to turn and cry towards you, Ya Allah. They made your ibadat, Ya Allah. They would spend hours in sajda, Ya Allah. They would spend hours and hours in tahajjud salat. They would make so much of tilawat, Ya Allah. One Quran a day they would recite. Thousand times tasbihat, Ya Allah. So much of durood they would recite, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they would give so much of sadaqah and charity, Ya Allah. They would make so much of Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. They would keep so much of rozas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. We can't make your ibadat how they have made it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are committing more sins than they have committed, my Allah. But my Allah, we know that, my Allah, inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhunubina, that your mercy is more greater than our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no limits, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your Arsh, inna rahmati sabqat ala ghadabi, verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, give us your raza mandi tonight. Ya Allah, tu razi banja, become pleased with us now, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses and faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have only got red rings, Ya Allah, in our examination paper, my Allah. They only crosses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed, my Allah. Ya Allah, every other person have passed, my Allah. They have excelled, my Allah. Ya Allah, your close ones, your favorite ones, they have done so well, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed, my Allah. Ya Allah, pass us in this world, my Allah. Do not make us fail these exams of qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the angel will come in our qabr, my Allah, when they ask us, man rabbuk ma deenuk man hadha rajul, Ya Allah, make us give the answers properly, my Allah. Make us pass with flying colors, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not give us azab in the qabr, my Allah. Let it not happen that when we go into the qabr addresses from all the people in the world, I hated you the most. Now see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr will close upon this person and crush his ribs and he will scream and yell. But there'll be no person to assist him. Nobody who can help him. Ya Allah, pythons and snakes, my Allah, of the akhirat will be thrown on him. Scorpions will bite him. Ya Allah, he will be parishan. He will be restless, my Allah. He will cry and scream. But nobody will be able to help him. Oh, my Allah, let it be when we go into the qabr, see, out of all the people in the world, I loved you the most. I shall entertain you now. The window of Jannat opens. The fresh breeze of Jannat comes, Ya Allah. His qabr expands, Ya Allah. As far as I can
can see, Ya Allah, he is in the bounties, in the gardens of paradise, enjoying himself, his a'mal come and defend him. Ya Allah, he is protected from the azab of the qabr. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of the qabr. The marhumeen of our family and friends, Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr. Forgive their shortcomings, my Allah. Whatever wrongs they have done, if our parents and family members, if they have passed away, my Allah, tu unki maghfirat farma, un par raham farma. Allahumma aftih, Ya Allah, nawwir quburahum, Ya Allah, make the qabrs full of light, my Allah, Ya Allah, make the qabr rawdatan min riyad al-jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise, do not make it be a pit of jahannam, Ya Allah, help us to prepare for maut, my Allah, before the angel of death strikes at us, my Allah, when we will have no chance to do any good deed then, my Allah, the angel of death comes exactly at the appointed time, my Allah, we'll have no time to bid farewell to our wives and children, my Allah. We won't have time to make wudu and to make one salat even, my Allah. Not even one sajda. Not even to recite anything, my Allah. When the angel of strike, of maut comes, my Allah. When malak al-maut strikes, my Allah. Then we will depart from this world. Let it happen that when we depart from this world, we leave this world in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. Therefore, my Allah, we have come with a penitent heart, my Allah. We are repentant, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, my Allah. Our registers have become full of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, the angels have written and written and written all those wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, you wash away all those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you wash away the sins because we have full conviction in all the verses, Ya Allah, that give us mercy in the Quran Majeed, my Allah. And all the ahadith of Rasulullah that speaks about your hope, of having hope in your mercy, my Allah. We have yaqeen in the words, in your words and the words of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, you have never let us down in anything, my Allah. You have always came to our rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, in times of our difficulties, my Allah, it seemed that every door was locked, my Allah. It seemed everything was so narrow and tight for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything seemed so impossible for us, my Allah. We could find no solutions, my Allah. We thought now we were going to be doomed and destroyed. Oh, my Allah, eh, Malik Kareem, how you removed us from those problems, my Allah. We cannot even imagine, my Allah. We thank you, my Allah. We make shukr to you for all the times of difficulty that came upon us and how you rescued us and how you helped us, my Allah. And all the times of prosperity you gave us, my Allah, with all the boons and favors, my Allah. All the ni'mas that we enjoyed and we are continuing enjoying, we make shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you accept our tawbah, my Allah. Accept the tawbah of our mothers and sisters and elderly ones, my Allah. And our youngsters, my Allah. And all our brothers, my Allah, and the entire ummah, my Allah, accept the du'as that are taking place in Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, my Allah, in every single khanka, my Allah, in the world, in every single place where i'tikaf is taking place, in every single masjid where there are programs taking place, Ya Allah, programs in our masajid, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Du'as that have been made, Ya Allah, in the entire month of Ramadan, accept all those du'as, accept all those tawbahs, accept all the istighfar. Ya Allah, we know what conditions have come on the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are so afraid, my Allah. We do not know which fitna is going to come next, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is fitnas upon fitnas, waves of fitnas. There's waves after waves, waves upon waves upon waves, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is shaking us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is coming, it is striking us, my Allah. Different types of temptations and challenges, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from tamam fitan and fasad. My Allah, Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma, hamari jaan ki hifazat farma, aamal ki hifazat farma, iman ki hifazat farma, masajid, madaris, makatib, khanka ki hifazat farma, tabligh jamaat ki hifazat farma, hamari mashayikh aur ulama ki hifazat farma, naujawan ki hifazat farma, khawateen ki hifazat farma, Ya Allah, protect our masajid, my Allah, protect this masjid, my Allah, protect our musallis, my Allah, make every single musalli of this masjid, my Allah, every single brother who is present here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him your wali, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our condition is, how filthy, my Allah, change our condition, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah, and make us rise up now, my Allah, in the condition that you have forgiven us now, my Allah. And we are your true friends, my Allah. And now give us a pure life, a life of chastity, purity, my Allah. Taharat of the qalb, my Allah. Ya Allah, taharat of the body, my Allah. Taharat of the mind, my Allah. Purification of the mind, my Allah. Make us have good thoughts, my Allah. Pure thoughts, my Allah. Don't make filthy thoughts come into our mind, my Allah. Don't make us have thoughts of zina, my Allah. Don't make us have thoughts of casting lustful glances at haram woman, my Allah. Don't take us towards haram, my Allah. Don't take us towards zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are having illicit relationships, my Allah, give them the himmah tonight, Ya Allah, to cut off those relationships, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't take them back towards that haram, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Those who have made that mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Forgive them completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us also from zina, my Allah. Protect us from prostitute dens, my Allah. Don't make us become mulawwas and napak in those places, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to enjoy our halal wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are not married, Ya Allah, provide for them halal wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, provide for those young sisters halal husbands, my Allah. Don't take us to those things that will, Ya Allah, corrupt our iman, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to give up watching the television, my Allah. Help us to stop watching those pornographic material, Ya Allah. Don't make us go on to those porn websites, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make our youngsters, Ya Allah, go into the cell phone, my Allah, and click onto those buttons where they see haram, my Allah. Protect them from all those filthy and obscene acts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a pure mind, a pure heart. Ya Allah, guide them how you guided the Sahaba's children, my Allah. The young Sahaba, Ya Allah, make our children like them, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Especially our youth who have come to this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have not come for any dunya purpose, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't even know us, my Allah. So many who have come, Ya Allah, we don't even know them, my Allah. They have not come for any money that has been distributed here. Ya Allah, they have not come for any other activities, my Allah. Besides, they have come to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all of us that connection with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that connection and nisbat with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ma'iyat-e khasa with you, my Allah. Ab tu qabool farma. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, tu qabool farma. Ya Allah, tu qabool farma. Don't make us amongst the mardood, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are chased away, my Allah. Those who are turned down, my Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. La taruddana khasireen. It is impossible, my Allah. It is impossible, my Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. You are the kings of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have got the keys of everything, my Allah. Of the Asman and the Zameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the skies belong to you, Ya Allah. What is above the skies belong to you, my Allah. What is the earth beneath the earth and what is beneath the earth belongs to you, my Allah. What is between the sky and earth belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. Everything shall return to you, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not poor, my Allah. Your hands are not tied, my Allah. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. Ya Allah, the Yahud used to say that Allah's hands are tied. مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, you said غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. The hands of the Yahud are tied. Ya Allah, your hands, Ya Allah, are never tied, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so generous, my Allah. You are so munificent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give and you give and you give and you give and your treasures never become exhausted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will continue to ask and beg from you, my Allah, because nobody else can help us, my Allah. There is no faithful friend, my Allah. There is nobody who can come to rescue us, my Allah, when we are in dire of need, my Allah. It is only you who help, my Allah. Nusrat is with you, my Allah. Madad is only with you, my Allah. Izzat is with you, my Allah. Zillat is with you, my Allah. Rozi is in your hands, my Allah. Provide for us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi be asan for us, my Allah. There are so many brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who don't have a halal livelihood, my Allah. You provide for them halal means, my Allah. Don't make them become beggars on the streets, my Allah. Don't make it be such that they have to wait for handouts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who, Ya Allah, who've got some means, Ya Allah, you give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make every morsel that we consume be halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only eat halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only eat halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us eat haram, my Allah. Make of the amal that are produced, my Allah, because of halal, make it be, Ya Allah, amal salih, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing righteous deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all major and and my innocence. Protect us from fawahish, my Allah. Protect us from immorality, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, my Allah. Safety and security from all types of difficulties and hardships, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from jinn and jadu, my Allah. So many people are suffering from jadu, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, my Allah. Remove the effects of the jadu, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are suffering from waswasa, my Allah, and whisperings of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are finished, my Allah. They can't even make wudu properly, my Allah. They can't concentrate in their salat, my Allah, because shaitan is keep on putting whispering and thoughts in their mind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove that bimari from them, my Allah. So many are depressed, my Allah. They have to take medication and tablets, my Allah. Remove the depression, my Allah. So many sisters are crying at home, my Allah. So many brothers are pareshan, my Allah. Tu tamam, ya Allah, ummat ki pareshani door farma. Ya Allah, sab du pareshani khatam farma. Ummat par raham farma. Karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, give us izzat and honor now, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, accept all our jais murads, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight also is such a beautiful night, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ilm of Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah, is only with you, my Allah. Only you know what is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. We are happy with whatever you give us, my Allah. Whatever you throw to us, my Allah, we will grab it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like those dogs, my Allah. We'll go, ya Allah, to the butcher, my Allah. The butcher chases the dog. It goes to another butcher, another butcher, until whatever it gets, my Allah. Ya Allah, the dog is content, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are worse than dogs, my Allah. We are desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, but there's no doors we can go to, my Allah. There is only one door, my Allah. And we have come there for only to your door, my Allah. And we are knocking at your door tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your door now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts now, my Allah. Make us feel you coming into our heart, my Allah. Give us that sukoon now, my Allah. Make the noor of iman come into our heart. Make the noor of hidayat come into our heart. Make your ishq and muhabbat come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours. Ya man yara ma fi zamiri wa yasma'u. أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قولك أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقر إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرع لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجع حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاسيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع ومن الذي أدعو وأهتف باسمه إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام ومن به يتشفع يا الله if you chase us away tonight my Allah then يا الله we've got no hopes my Allah يا الله when your mercy is pouring down my Allah If we are deprived tonight, then, my Allah, we are gone, my Allah. Then we've got no hopes, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we've got no hopes, my Allah. Ya Allah, just as you're forgiving so many other thousand ummatis, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't exclude us, my Allah. Ya Allah, include us, please, my Allah. Even though we are so rotten, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are so bad, my Allah. Even though we are so wicked and cruel and evil ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not befitting to be accepted in your court, my Allah. Ya Allah, even this is our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are listening to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to our plea and cry, my Allah. Have rahm on some person tonight here, my Allah. In this gathering who is sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's shedding some tears, my Allah. He's saying, Ameen, my Allah. Whether it's a young child or an elderly person, my Allah. Maybe some sister at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Like the child holding onto the mother, my Allah. The child is crying and asking for forgiveness from the mother, my Allah. Ya Allah, like that we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see you, my Allah. In dunya, we cannot see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have iman in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't deprive us of seeing you in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of seeing you in Jannat, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. We know we have done too much of wrongs, my Allah.
Ya Allah, don't make the time have come for us when you are not going to listen to us anymore. And now you're not going to accept us, my Allah. Oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us in the hadith, in Allah Azza wa Jalla yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith that Ya Allah, you will accept the person's tawbah right to Sakrat, my Allah. You have given us life, you make it shukr, my Allah. Why is we are alive, my Allah? Forgive us now, my Allah. Forgive us for our past, my Allah. Ya Allah, our present sins, my Allah. Even all future sins, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Show us sirat al-mustaqim. Don't make us go astray. If we falter, my Allah. If we make a mistake, my Allah. Bring us back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Give us tawfiq of tawbah again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to be evil people. We want to be good people, my Allah. Bless us with a good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us be beacons of hidayat for the non-Muslim, my Allah. When they see how the way we speak, the way we eat, the way we drink, my Allah. The way we conduct ourselves, the way we behave, ya Allah. Let it be such that they must be attracted to Islam and this deen, my Allah. They must accept Islam in the hundreds, my Allah, in the thousands, my Allah. Make us the means of giving them da'wat, my Allah. Accept the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Accept those who are making the effort, they're going door to door, my Allah. They're making gush and ta'aleem, my Allah. They're striving in your path, my Allah. We are lazy ones, ya Allah. We are not joining them, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Make us understand the importance of making da'wat towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Give us a fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he cried for the ummah, my Allah. Instead of after Isha, ya Allah, we go and watch TV and haram things, my Allah. Let us engage in crying for the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the work of our mashayikh in the khankas, my Allah. They have got only one job, they have only one, ya Allah, task that they, ya Allah. They have only got one thing that they are trying, my Allah, to connect us towards you, my Allah. To fill our hearts with your love and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Accept the efforts in the madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our afternoon madrasas, in the makatib, my Allah. In the madaris, my Allah. In the darul ulums, my Allah. Day and night, qala Allah. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all our school, ya Allah. Where deen is taking place, my Allah. Different organizations, ya Allah. The welfare work they're doing. The social work they're doing, ya Allah. Ya Allah, any person, ya Allah. Wherever he may be, she may be, ya Allah. They're doing some deeni khidmat, ya Allah. Accept that work. Grant all of us ikhlas. Sincerity and acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you accept, then we have no problem. If you reject, then, my Allah, we've got no other hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, my, for the khidmat of your deen. Ya Allah, make us be united, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fighting over small issues, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the reality, my Allah. Ya Allah, today we've got no muhabbat in our homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, husband and wife got no muhabbat, my Allah. Forgive them, they have made mistakes, my Allah. Ya Allah, join them again. Unite the hearts, my Allah. Unite the parents and children, my Allah. So many have broken the ties with their parents, my Allah. So many children sway their parents. So many hit their parents, my Allah. So many have moved away from there. They don't want to see their father for years. They haven't seen them. So many fathers haven't seen these children, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite us in our masjids, in our madrasas. Unite the jamaats, my Allah. Unite the ulama, my Allah. Unite the ulama, ikram, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us fight, my Allah. Make us be united, my Allah. Make us true leaders, ya Allah, of society. Give us the ilm and nafi, my Allah. Give us true knowledge, my Allah. Give us the true spirit, my Allah. Give us the true iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have the correct object in life, my Allah. Make us be true and sincere and loyal bandas, my Allah. Don't make us become a means of gumrahi of the ummah, my Allah. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Don't make us become astray, my Allah. Don't make our gaze be on the pockets of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, ya Allah. Help from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us have to stretch our hand to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those people whose ihsan is upon us, my Allah. Those who are kind to us in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all those people, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your unseen sources, my Allah. From your vast treasures, my Allah. You bless them and their families in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. We can never repay them, ya Allah. We can never repay our parents, my Allah. We can never repay our asatis, our apas, our, ya Allah, our family members, our kind friends, my Allah. Our generous friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all bala from their lives, my Allah. You assist them, my Allah. Help us to assist, ya Allah, the masajid, madaris, my Allah. All good works of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many desires, my Allah. Tonight you are well away from all our jaiz murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us our jaiz murad. Especially our youth, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, protect them from zina, protect them from filthy habits, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them a happy, chaste life with pious partners, my Allah. Give them a nikah of bliss, happiness, afiyat, barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them strong ambassadors of your deen, my Allah. Make them come into the masjid every day, my Allah. Ya Allah, more full than how it is today, my Allah. Don't make them be lazy for namaz, my Allah. Make all of our youngsters and all of us, my Allah, 5 times namazis, my Allah. With jamaat in your masjid, my Allah. Make us, help us to be firm on that, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least one good thing bringing into our life in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Make one sunnah at least come into our lives, my Allah. And many more sunnahs, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq al-muhabbat and ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Be tonight, even if it was past, my Allah. Still, don't deprive us of Laylatul Qadr. If it is still going to come, ya Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, I do not know what desires our brothers have, my Allah, and our mothers and sisters have, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant the fulfillment of each person's need, my Allah. And all those people who requested du'as, who have emailed and SMS and phoned him, ya Allah, who tried to call us, my Allah. Ya Allah, who couldn't phone us, my Allah. But ya Allah, you are well aware of all those people, my Allah. Wherever they may be, ya Allah, you answer the du'as, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak. Wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawinu bihi alina masaib dunya. Allahumma matti'na bi asma'ina wa abasarina wa quwwatina abadan ma ahyitana. Wa ja'alhu al-waritha minna wa ja'al tha'rana ala man zalamana. Wa ansurna ala man aadana. Wa la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. Wa la taj'al dunya akbar hammina. Wa la mablagh ilmina. Wa la tusallit alina bidhunubina man la خافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا واسع المغفرة اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك نواسنا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عبد فينا قضاءك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.